Okay, where was I? Something about rape apes. From his eye sockets, ear holes, even calloused toes, a penile font of cry juice birthed a deluge. Harry observed this with consternation as he was tied to a table. Neither magic nor supracosmic strength would free him from his bonds. Had this creature access to an unknown material of deistic strength, or did the rape ape have? Okay, fuck me. Or did the rape ape have a secret yet more baffling? Harry squinted so that he could see the subatomic strings of the ropes. He began tossing the antimatter at them with his mind as a group of children entered the rape ape's hiding place. They were well-groomed and impeccably attired, and there were 5.8 of them, just enough to represent an array of genders and races that would leave no one unhappy, save for the Eskimos. They were on their own, as far as the rape ape was concerned. "Why do you cry, rape ape?" asked Child 3.2. The rape ape, unwilling to hide its greasy primate cock tears, hung its head, and gravity coaxed the eye wangers downwards. It tied them together in a bow atop its head to be pretty for its guests. "We are bound in this ligature of lingam, brother rape ape," said Child 4.6. The children surrounded Rape Ape, holding their hands, and began to sing. Harry was transfixed as he watched the children gently swaying with the song float skyward. The little ones began to orbit the Rape Ape, who was convulsing as though stricken by the Caesar devil. As the song increased in tempo, as the child flesh bubbled and merged into a spinning wonder turbine, the fleshy kid mass sprouted hair and groin dribblers just like the rape ape, and sprayed confetti into the skies of past and future, setting the constellations aflame with the opalescence of the perished rape apes. An explosion of color and hair left Harry Potter alone and still bound. He thought about sandwiches. Okay. Next. Harry Potter awoke in... Okay, chapter 7, sorry. Harry Potter awoke in a peak that reeked of hot sauce. He could feel vicious fluid under his fingernails burning the tender skin. Everywhere were white bags bulging with a foul product. There were diapers stuffed with chicken bones and hot sauce, their foul odor blossoming in the muffled dark. Harry's nostrils begged his brain for mercy. He flew upwards, away from the saucy mysteries below. The smell grew faint, calling him to return. Harry ignored their lies, flying beyond the lips of his prison. He was in a laboratory with machines that had no purpose beyond blinking lights and soft hums. "Hello, my boy son! You make a father so good!" Harry had flown out of the nose of an old man. This man wore a white coat, yet was drawn by the hand of an idiot. His voice came not from his mouth, but from elsewhere, a sad attempt at humanity. "What? I know you'll do so well. Now you choose." The man reached into his coat, laid out 3 diapers, each brimming with spicy bones of the nose prison. He removed his head and stuck it on a spike on the counter to keep it from rolling away. The diapers began to stir as creatures clawed out of the bony wombs. Arrayed before Harry was a turtle, the reptilian body so frail that it seemed an afterthought to the shell, a bald weasel with toothpicks for legs, and a wrinkled thumb in a glass of water. The old man's head called out from the spike, "Everyone has one! Make your best friends for life!" Harry drank the glass thumb water and spat the thumb at the old man's head. I'd just like to point out that I want those guys to be Pokemons. I would buy that game. It'd be the first Pokemon game that I actually play in years.